Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Dalet, 6 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Dalet, and the Gemara continues to discuss the concept of a bittul b'negei get that was sent to someone's wife. So Gittul Bar Iloi, Shadol Gittul Ludubisu, Gittul Bar Iloi sent a get to his wife, and this was sent with the Shliach Lailacha, Ozul Shliach, Ashkha to have a Yasfa Benavla, and the Shliach went and found that Gittul's wife was sitting and was weaving. And Amalah, so the Shliach said to the wife of Gittul, Ha Gittek, this should be a get, but he didn't give her the get, he just showed her the get. So Amalah, so she said to him, Zil Hashtamiya, to go away at this point because I'm weaving and I'm too busy. But come back tomorrow and I will accept my get tomorrow. Azal Gabe. So the Shliach went back to Gidol Bar Iloi and Va'omale, and the Shliach told Gidol what happened. So Pasach Va'omar, so Gidol said, Baruch HaTei Va'amitiv, and he showed that he was happy that his wife did not receive the get and did not take the get. So Abaya Omar, Baruch HaTei Va'amitiv, V'loi Batal Gidol. The Maisa, even though Gidol said, Baruch HaTei Va'amitiv, however, he was not Vatal the get Beferish, and therefore we say, Dvarim Shabbat. Even though there's a Gila Milsa that he wanted to potentially be Mavatal get. And Rav Amar, Rav says, Baruch HaTei V'Ameitiv U'Batal Gita, that since Gittul said, Baruch HaTei V'Ameitiv, therefore he showed that he wants to be Mavatal get, and the get would be Batal. And the Gemara states, but my Kamifli, what is Machlekes between Abai and Rav, be Gila Daita be Gita Kamifli, they are Chilik, when you have a Gila Das, and as Rashi says, She'ini Chofetz Oyed B'Shlichas Zeh, that the husband doesn't want the Shlichas any longer, would that work or not? Rabbi is Sav, a Gila Daita be Gita La Milsi, that we don't go based on Gilu Das, and you have to actually specify and say that I don't want this get to be chal any longer, and I don't want the shlichus any longer, and I want to be mevatel my get. Rava Sava Gilu Daita Begita Milsi, and Rava holds that since it's a Gilu Das, therefore it's considered that the get was bottle. And the Tzitz Rid says as follows: Pirish hamevatel shlichus haget tzarich shevatel bepiv. According to Abaya, someone that wants to be mevatel a get has to do so by using his mouth and by saying I want to be mevatel a get. Then ha'yilibay sholim levatel v'lehoytzu bepiv einiklum the dvarim shebelev. In Dvarim, Hilkel calls Mashal Hoytzim Piv Abitol, and Afagav should Gilu Daito Loy Have Klum. However, Verova Sava Afagav the Kaim Malon, that even though it's true that we hold that Dvarim should believe in Dvarim, Hechad Gilu Daito, Kilu Gilu Befibdami, it's as if he said it out, and he said specifically, I want to be Mevatel Get. And before we continue, let's just remind ourselves of the machlekes we had between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. The Rav Nachman said that even if a husband is Mevatel Get, he's only Mevatel the Shlichus of the Get, and therefore, if the husband decides afterwards to go and use this get once again, either through the same shliach or another shliach, or he himself will deliver the get to his wife, he could be chayzu megarish, he could still go and use this get. However, if Sheshes holds, ain't a chayzu megarish, that once he was mevatel the get, he not only was mevatel the shlichus, but he was mevatel the get, and the get is kechas ba'almo, and you can't use this get any further, and if the husband wants to go and be megarish his wife, he would have to create a new get. And the Gemara continues, Am Rava Minar Minua, Rava states, how do I know that Gilu Daita Begita is Milsihi, to Rav Sheshes Ashkele Gita Lahu Gavr Bal Kochai, the Rav Sheshes forced a person to give a get Bal Kochai. This was one of the cases where there's a din on a husband that Yosi v'Itin Ksuba, and the husband did not want to do so. And the din is that Bezin would force the husband to agree to allow someone to write his get and deliver the get to his wife. And we know the din is Kaifanai Se Achiyemi Reitzani. And after Rav Sheshes forced Ruvain to agree to instruct a Sefer and Edim to create a get and to deliver a get to his wife, however, Ruvain still wanted to get out of giving his wife a get, the Amalu Lusadi, and therefore Ruvain said to Edim, Hachi Amaluchu Rav Sheshes Lubatal Gita. And Rashi explains, Rav Sheshes Amaluchem, Rav Sheshes told you that you should be Mabatal his get and you should not write the get, Vanisha Mati Lubatal Gita, and I heard him telling you that you should be Mabatal the get and you should not continue to write this get. And Lemaisa, Rav Sheshes felt that this was a bittle of the get, and according to Rav Sheshes Lushitasai, he holds you can't go and use that get if you want to be Megarish your wife and you have to write a new get. And once again, Rav Sheshes required the husband to go and instruct a Sefer and Edim to create a new get for him and to deliver that get to his wife. Therefore, Rava wants to bring a raya from this scenario that Alma Mashum de Goli Daita Betuloi. So you see, Rav Sheshes required another get, as even though the husband did not say, I want to be Mevatel the get, but as a Gilu Das, that was the husband's intent. And the Gemara continues about Abaya, and why does Abaya say that there's no raya from Rav Sheshes, and Abaya still holds that Gilu Daita Begita Lab Mil Sihi? And Abaya explains, because after Rav Sheshes Mevatel Gita didn't she have it, do you think Rav Sheshes would go and be Mevatel someone's get, Iu Batle? Certainly what happened over here was that Reuven actually was Mevatelet, and he said out specifically, I want to be Mevatelet's get, and that is the real reason why Rav Sheshes required that he writes a new get, as Reuven was Mevatel the get specifically. And Abaya continues to explain the story, and the reason why why Reuven said Hachi Amalchu Rav Sheshes Levatel Gita is Mishum Dafnoi is because he was afraid of the Shluchei Bezdin of Rav Sheshes that would come and they would force him to give a get. As Rashi says, Bnei Adam Hamakim V'Chayfnoi said B'Mitzvah Rav Sheshes, he was scared of the people that would come and hit him and beat him up based on the instructions of Sheshes. V'Aimeloi Lama Atam Levatloi, and they said to him, why will you Levatel this get? And Amalu Hachi Rav Sheshes Tivakein, that the reason why he was Levatel this get is because Rav Sheshes actually decided that I should be Levatel this get, and therefore you shouldn't beat me up, as I was following direction from Rav Sheshes. But the Maisa, since he actually was Levatel the get beferish, therefore Rav Sheshes required a new get to be written. And Abaye therefore tells Rava that he can't bring me a raya from this story of Rav Sheshes to any din associated with the din of Gilu Das Begita, because we're not referring to a case of the Gilu Das over here, as the Maisa Reuven was Levatel the get beferish, and we don't have to come on to Gilu Das. And the Gemara continues, Abaye states, Minah Minala, how do I know that Gilu Daita Begita Lav Milsi to Rabbi Yehuda Ashkali Gita Lechasted Rabbi Yemi Bira? Rabbi Yehuda was forcing the son-in-law of Rabbi Yemi Bira to direct a sefer to write a get and aid him to deliver a get to his wife Ubatlei, and his son-in-law actually was mevatel the get, and because the son-in-law went and was mevatel the get, so Tana Ashkali. So once again, Rabbi Yehuda told the son-in-law and forced the son-in-law to direct that the sefer should write another get and to direct Edom to sign under the get and to make sure that it's delivered to his wife. And once again, by the fact Rabbi Yehuda actually required another get to be written, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Shita Rav Sheshes, that once someone is mevatel a get, ain't a chayzu megarish boy, that the original get is considered kechasma ba'alma, and you can't use the original get in order to be megarish your wife, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda required that another get be written. And lemaisa, the Gemara continues with Batlei, and the son-in-law of Rabbi Yemi Abira once again was mevatel that get, had a ton of ashklei al kochei, and then once again Rabbi Yehuda forced that a get should be written, and it was done by kochei of the son-in-law of Rabbi Yemi Abira. And at this point, he told the Edim, I see for kari b'unaychei b'ksevelei, make sure you put slivers of small pieces of gourd into your ears in order that even if the son-in-law of Rabbi Yemi Abira tries to be mevatel the get, that you won't hear that he's trying to be mevatel the get, and therefore this get would be valid. And the Mefarshim explained that just like we showed, Rabbi Yehuda must hold like Rav Sheshes that once you mevatel the get, ain't a chayzer megarish. So l'chayr, we also have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. He holds that even if a person goes and is mevatel the get in front of a bezin after the takana of Rav Gamliel Azakin, who stated that we shouldn't go and be mevatel again in front of a bezin, that such a bittel would not work, as im kein makayach bezin yafa. And we saw that Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on Rabbi, and the raya is because if Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rabbi that even after the takana of Rav Gamliel Azakin, the husband could go and be mevatel again in front of a bezin, how could Rabbi Yehuda's eitzah work by telling the edim and the shluchim to put gourds into the ears and not to hear the bittel of the husband, if l'chayr the husband could just go to other people and create a bezin and then say in front of bezin, I want to be mevatel the get, and therefore it's muchach that would not work. And even if you go in front of bezin, since it was after takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, the bittel would not actually work. And Abaye continues to bring a raya from this case of Rabbi Yehuda, because the isal kadaiter gil daiter bekita milsi, if we would hold that even if you have gil das that the husband wanted to mevatel the get, that would actually be a bittel hachazle the karat basrayu lemaisa the soifah, and these edim see that this husband is running after them in order to mevatel the get, and lechayr according to Rava that gil daiter bekita is milsi, lechayr Rabbi Yehuda's eitzah would not be valid, as lemaisa is still gilu das that the husband doesn't want his get, and the bittel should be chal, and therefore it's muchach like Abaya that gilu daiter bekita lab milsi. And the Gemara continues with Rava, and Rava says this is not a raya for the case of Rabbi Yehuda, because haide karoy basrayu, even though the seifa and the edim and the shliach to bring the get to his wife actually see that the husband is running after them, this is not a case where it is actually gilu das to amulhu asher havu lahai, that they think that their husband is running after them in order to tell them that you should make sure to rush and write this get and give it to my wife, as ki hecha de mishlum tzayir dehu gavra, in order that I should be quickly taken out of my misery from the pressure that's being placed on me by Rabbi Yehuda and his bezdin to go and give my wife a get. But the maisa, there's no gilu das in this case at all, and that's why it's not considered a bittel, even according to Rava. The Gemara continues, Amar Abaye minar minua. Once again, Abaye says that how do I know that the din is that gilu daita begita lab milsi? And Abaye brings the case that we had in Mesechus Ksubas on Daf Beis and Beis, as well as the Gemara Daf Lamed of Manalev. And there was a case where a man went to travel, and prior to going to travel, he gave a get to his wife, and Yehuda Amaluhu, and then he said to the edim in front of the wife, Iloyasina Tlas Yemel Lehavigita, that if I don't come back within 30 days, then this get should be chal. Also, Paskim Avra, Lemaisa Reuven came back towards the town, and there was a river separating between him and the town, and Lemaisa, the ferry, was on the wrong side of the river, and he couldn't cross the river at that point, and therefore he passed 30 days and he didn't actually come to the town. But Amaluhu, and he screamed across the river, Chazud Asai, Chazud Asai, you should see that I'm here, you should Shida, I'm here, and Lemaisa, there was an oinus that I can't get to the other side of the town, and therefore the get should not be chal. And the Amba Shmuel, and Shmuel stated, Leishmei Masya, that's not considered as if he came, and therefore the get was chal. Baya wants to prove that Lecher over here, there should be a Gilu Das, they want him to the get, and even so, Shmuel stated that the get is valid and it's not bottle, and therefore we see that Gilu Dati Bekito La Milsi. And the Gemara answers that this is also not a riot, Tabaya, because Rubble state, also Hustle of Batula Gita Bai, over there the husband did not say, I want to be Mvatal get, Hustle of Kiyuma Tlinka Bai, over there specifically he said, I don't want to be Mvatal get, but I want to be Makayim the Tanai, and therefore it should not have been a get at all, Vahola Yakayim Tanai, and Lemaisi, he was not Makayim the Tanai, because we hold that Enoin is Begitin. As Rashi explains, Otolo Batula Gita Bai, Zesha Gil Bedaita, Shane Chafetz Begirish and Alolu, that Ruven that was Megalad, he doesn't want this get to actually be Chal, Kum Gilo Shu Bolaf Kin Alide Bittel get, was he actually Megalad, he wants this to occur by being Mafkia to get through Bittel, Lakumit Tanai Bai, Alide Kim Tanai Hu Bolaf Kia, he wanted Mafkia to get by saying that he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, and therefore the get was Bottle, Loimis Nasi Lovai Achleshim, Bim Lavi He get, very Bossif Kiamti Tanai, and that's why we don't consider that was actually any Bittel over here, because Ruven actually did not choose to be Mavatel the get, and Ein Hanami Zok Rava, if Ruven would have actually said, I want to be Mavatel the get, or if there would have been a Gilu Das, that he wanted to be Mavatel the get, then Ein Hanami, this get would have been Bottle. And the Gemara continued with another story, Hahuda Amalu, Eloi Nesivna, Tlusti Yemen, Lehavi Gita, Ruven was Mekadish Rachel, and in order to show her that he wants to get married to her, and he wants to make sure to get married to her quickly, actually gave her a conditional get, and he said to her, this should be your get if I don't marry you within 30 days. Kimbatul Tlusti Yemen, and when it reached 30 days, Amaluhu, Haturachla, Lemaisa, he wasn't able to get married at that point, as he was still busy preparing the Suda of the Nisuyin, and he said to her, Lemaisa, I don't want this get to be Chal, because I'm being matriach myself to get married, and it was not in this that I wasn't able to actually get married. And the Gemara says, Memanushach, this get would be Chal, as Lemay Nechishla, what should be Choshish for, Imishim Oinsa, if it's because he was in this, Ein is Begitin, we pass the Ein is Begitin, and Imishim Gilu Daita Begito, and if it's because there was a Gilu Das, that Lemaisa, that he wanted this get to be Batal, put the Labai Ravu, this is actually Machlekes between Abai and Ravu, and as we will see at the top of Daf Lama Dalad Amar Beis, that this is the Gimel of Yalki Gam, and we pass like Abaya, a Gilu Daita Begito Lab Milsi, and therefore there was no Bitl HaGet over here either, and therefore the get was Chal, and Taisis points out in the bottom Taisis, Imashim Gilu Daita Plutta Dabai Ravu, Hainu Lesfi Svaras Abaya, this is of course going to Fi Svaras Abaya, that even according to Svaras Abaya, this is a case of Gilu Das, and we pass like Abaya, that Gilu Daita Begito Lab Milsi, and Taisis continues that even according to Ravu, the din would be that this get would actually be Chal, and the Bitl would not be Chal, because of Ravu Kamalel, because Ravu already stated, in this case, he didn't want to go and be mivatel this get based on Bittel. He wanted to say that this get is not Chal. As Lemaisa, the only reason that I did not get married at this point was based on Oinus, and therefore we should say, Yesh Oinus Begitin. And as Tais points out, and Rav is not Chalik in our case, as even Rav agrees that this case is not a case of Gilu Das at all, as he didn't want to actually be mivatel the get. He wanted to say the get was not Chal, as he wanted to use a Svara of Yesh Oinus Begitin, and of course we don't pass him like that, and we pass him Ein Oinus Begitin. And the Gemara continues with a similar story. The Ruven was Mekadesh Rachel, and Ahuda Amaluhu Elaine Simdal Reish Yachar Da'ado Lehavi Gita, and Ruven wanted to show Rachel that he was serious about getting married, therefore he gave her a get, and he said, if I don't get married to you by Reish Chodesh Adar, then this should be a get. Kimata Reish Yachar Da'ado, and Lemaisa, when it got to Reish Chodesh Adar, Ruven was not ready to get married to Rachel, and Amaluhu, and he said to everyone, Anol Reish Yachar Denisan Army, that even though I said Reish Chodesh Adar, I thought I said Reish Chodesh Nisan, and that's why I'm not prepared, and therefore I'm an Oinis, and the get should not be Chal. And once again, the Gemara says, L'may Nechesh Law, how could we say over here that the get would not be Chal, Imishim Oinis, if it's based on the fact that he was Oinis, as he thought that the marriage was supposed to take place on Reish Chodesh Nisan and he's not prepared, Ein Oinis Begitin, we have a Klal that Ein Oinis Begitin, and Imishim Gilu Daita Plukta by Rava, and if you're going to say it's based on Gilu Das, even if you're going to say that this case is a standard case of Gilu Das, however, we pass like Abaya, that Gilu Daita Begita La Milsi, and once again, as Taiz points out, that Rava says that in this case, it's not even a case of Gilu Das, as he didn't intend to use the concept of Bittel over here, and he wanted to use the concept of Yesh Einus Begitin, Ein and Taisvis. The Gemara continues and makes three statements, number one, V'Hilchus HaKenachman, number two, V'Hilchus HaKenachman, and number three, and we continue on Daf Lama Dalam Beis, V'Hilchus HaKenachmeni. Let's recall, we had two members of Rav Nachman. The first one was where Rav Nachman was Chalik and Rav Sheshes, and he said, when Reuven goes and is Mevatel get, it doesn't mean that he's actually Mevatel the actual get, but he's Mevatel the Shlichus, and therefore, if afterwards Reuven decides that he wants to use this get to be Megarish's wife, he could do so, and Rav Nachman holds Chayzim Megarish, and that's what the Gemara means, V'Hilchus HaKenachman, that that Locha follows Rav Nachman as opposed to Rav Sheshes, and the din is that Chayzer Megarish. And number two, we had two machleksim between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel on Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph. The first one was that after the takana of Rav Gamliel Hazokin, if her husband goes into Bezin and is mevatel to get, would it be butl or not? Rabbi said butl mevutel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ain't yochel oilu batel v'leil hoysav atnai shem came makoyach Bezin yafa. And the second machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel was at the bottom of the Amud on Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, where we saw Amal Asar kisvu get leishti yochel batel zeshal v'nei zed divrei Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer ain't yochel batel el zev v'nei zed. And on the bottom of Daf Lama Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw Rabbi Yisit brought down from Rabbi Abba that he passed on Rav Shimon Gamliel. The first machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he passed on Rabbi in the second machlekes. This was also the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua the Min Usha that Chodik Rabbi v'Chodik Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the first machlekes he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the second machlekes he passed like Rabbi. However, we saw at the bottom of Amid, Rav Nachman said Halacha Rabbi b'shtein, that Halacha follows Rabbi by both of the machlekes in between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and our Gemara says that Halacha follows Rav Nachman, that Halacha follows Rabbi in both of these machlekes. The Gemara also teaches us that in the machlekes between Abaye and Rava, if Gil Daita Begila is Milsi or Lav Milsi, we actually pass like Abaye, and this is the Gimel of Yalki Gam that we pass in Gil Daita Begita Lav Milsi. And why was Abaye called Nachmani? And Rashi on the top of Lam and Dal on Bay states, Venir Be'inai, Dal Shem Shu Rav Ban Nachmani, Gidal Abaye Be'isai, that since Rav Ban Nachmani had Abaye grow up in his house because Abaye was a Yosem from both his father and his mother, and Rav Ban Nachmani taught Abaye Torah, therefore he gave Abaye the name of his father Nachmani. And Rabbi Kvega in the Gilin Ashas on the side of Gemara says, Of Urch, Urch Abaye, Kosa B'Shem Agoinim, that Nachmani Shmoy, that Abaye's name was Nachmani, Vahoye Ba Achvad Rav Ban Nachmani, and he was actually the nephew of Rav Ban Nachmani, Vitamidah, Vikivin Dahavashmei Nachmani, and since his name was Nachmani, Kashem Avua, which was the same as Rabbi's father Nachmani, so therefore, they have a Korle B'chol Shah Nachmani, so Rabbi did not want to call him Nachmani because that was his father's name, Vikorle Abaye, and he called him Abaye B'loshin Aramis, which is an Aramaic way of saying Avi, and that's why they called him Abaye. And others explain that they called Nachmani Abaye based on the Rashi Tevis of Hashem Becha Yerucham Yosam. And Rashi, Mesechus Hurrius, and Daf Yudal and Aleph says, Ikad Amri, the Beloshin and Gnai, Karle Nachmani, Klema Dayan Ata, Talmid the Shor of Nachman. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and prior to beginning, let's just point out what the Rosh says, Shekin Derech Pnei Adam, Hagolim Mekhaimon, that there was a Derech of people that would run away from a government, Machmas Mammon, either because they own money, or Machmas Mardin, or because of rebellion, Shemeshadim and Shmam, because they want to hide themselves from the government, they would change their names as they were concerned, as maybe that government that is running after them would chase after them to the place that they ran and they would find them, and therefore they made sure to change their names. And therefore it was very common that people would have multiple names. They would have a name that they would call themselves in one city, and another city they would have another name. And the Miri states, then that every country that they went, they would call themselves based on the language of that Mokim, Kamodat Omar, Daniel, Dishme, Belshazzar, etc. And he brings other rayas that this was the standard practice, and therefore there were people again that had multiple names, and their names were dependent on where they would live. And the Ramban also says, Bahani Yisrael Shabachutzlar, Cheshmesay, and Kishem Yisrael, that they have Jewish names, Vieshlam Shemes Hakim, Kishem Sagayim, and they also have a Goyish name and a secular name, Afal Pishainim El Shem Levoy, Mepay Harelim, Shein Yadim Lekrasim, Shem Yisrael, and they only have this name because of the Goyim that don't know how to pronounce their Jewish name. Therefore, in a get, you would have to write their name as well. And our Mishnah begins, Bereshayna, originally, Shem Ira, Vishem Ira. And Rashi says, when a person had two names, Echad Kan, Echad Menunis Yom, one in Eretzol, and one in Menunis Yom, Haymigasha, Vishem Anoy, Bemakim Ksivis Aget, then when he would write a get, he would write his name in the place where they were writing the get, and they weren't makbit to write both names. And the same would be true, Benegea, the husband's city, and the wife's city, even if their city had multiple names, they would only write one name and they wouldn't have to be makbid to write both names. And for example, the city of Chevron is also called Kiryas Arba. And others explain when the Gemara speaks about Shem Ira, Vishem Ira, it's talking about a person that lives in multiple cities and you don't have to actually write all the different cities that he lived in or where his wife lived in, and you only have to write the city that he was living in and his wife lived in at the time that he wrote to get. And the Mishnah continues, Hiskin Rav Gamliel Hazaken, eventually Rav Gamliel Hazaken made a takana, Sheikhoysev Ishplaini Vichol Shum Sheishloi, Ishplaini Vichol Shum Sheishla, that when writing get, you had to write that I'm writing the get for this man and any name that he has, as well as for this woman and any name that she has, Mepay Tikkun Olam, and this was done because of Tikkun Olam. And Rashi explains, Shalei Yitzil Lazal Benel, Minasheni Lema, Loigir Shabaylo, Shein Zeshmoi, that if there was a case that there was a man named Reuven who in this city was called Yosef, and meanwhile he sent a get to his wife Rachel in this city, and it said that Reuven is Megarish Rachel, so he shouldn't come back back eventually to the city and say that I never really divorced my wife, as my name is really Yosef. And this gets states that Reuben divorced Rachel, and my name is Yosef, and therefore she had no right to marry this other man, and Lemaisa, she was an Eish HaSish, and therefore her children are Mamzerim. And in the top Taisis, he brings about Machlekes between the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, that the Bahag holds that when the Mishnah states that you write Ish Pleini V'chol Shum She'eshla, and Ish Pleini V'chol Shum She'eshla, that's exactly what you write, that this Reuven and any name that he also has, and this is for Rachel, and any name that she has. However, Rabbeinu Tam says that when the Mishnah says V'chol Shum She'eshla, or V'chol Shum She'eshla, it doesn't mean that you write this in a generic way, but you write this in a specific way, and you would write that this person's name is Reuven, and he's also called Levi, and he's also called Yehuda, etc. And the same thing with the gay Rachel, that this woman's name is Rachel, and her name is also Sarah, and her name is also Rivka, etc. And you have to write any name that she's called by, and that is the only way that the get would be valid. And our Gemara begins, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Mishmuel, Shalchalei B'nei Medinas Yom, Rabbi Gamliel, the people in Medinas Yom, sent to Rabbi Gamliel, who was in Eretz Yisrael, B'nei Adam Abayim Misham Lekan, that those people that come from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, as Shmo Yosef, and in Eretz Yisrael, his name is Yosef, V'karen Le'Yechran, and in Bavel they call him Yechran, or Yechran, in Eretz Yisrael they call him Yechran, V'karen Le'Yosef, and over here in Bavel they call him Yosef, Hech Megashin Shaseim. So what is the proper way that they should write that Gittin that should be a valid get, as there's a potential that when this get is brought to Eretz Yisrael to be Megarish their wife, the Bezin Eretz Yisrael will not know that this person's name is the proper name that's written in the get, and they will say that this get is a bottle. So Amar Gamliel v'Hiskin, and therefore Gamliel got up and it was a Misakin, she would place an Ish Pleini v'chol Shem Sheishloi, that he should write in the get Ish Pleini, that this is the get that Reuven wrote, and his name over here is Yechran, or the opposite, and Ish Pleini is v'chol Shem Sheishloi, and play Tikkun Olam, and he should also do so b'negei the wife's name, and he should make sure to write all of her names, or like the Bahag says, that you just write the words v'chol Shem Sheishloi, and this is done play Tikkun Olam, as we explained. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rashi, who would ischasuk betrei Shmei, Rashi says that the only time we have to do so is only if in that city where you write in the get there was a chazakah that they knew that this person had two names. However, Zok Rashi, Avaloyes Chazek Khan, Sheishle Shnei Shemais. However, if we don't have the chazakah, we don't know that this person has two names in Sarch Lichta of Cholshim Sheishle, then there's no requirement to write that he has other names. And even if we find out afterwards that this person has other names, the get would be kasha. She'in Lenu El Shem Shekaru L'Atzmi Fenenu V'Chzikbai, that we only have to know about the names that he's called and his chazakah that he actually has those names in this place. And the Mefarshim point out that from this memory of Rashi, it's mashmal like the Bahag and not like Rabbeinu Tam, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, that certainly if they don't know about another name, then it's impossible to write that name in this get. However, Lefida Bahag, Rav Ashi's point is very well taken, as Rav Ashi is teaching us that even though in a place where we know that this person has multiple names, that we would write Ish Pleini V'chol Shem She'eshloi, and you would write this in a generic manner. However, in a place where we don't know if he has other names, but we still be chayshish that maybe he does have other names, there's still not a requirement to say Ish Pleini V'chol Shem She'eshloi, as potentially this person doesn't have any other names, and therefore there's no requirement to write V'chol Shem She'eshloi. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Abba L'Rav Ashi, Rav Abba states to Rav Ashi, Rav Mari Rav Blaza Kaim Kavaseich, that you should know Rav Mari and Rav Blaza agree to your shita. And the Gemara continues, Tani Kavaseich Rav Ashi, I'll bring a raya from a brisa to the shita Rav Ashi, that the brisa says, Hoyle Shtei Noshim Achaz B'Yudah V'Achaz B'Golol, if Reuven had two wives, one was in Yehuda and one was in Golol, V'Lo Shnei Shemes, and Reuven had two names, Achaz B'Yudah V'Achaz B'Golol, one name in Yehuda, let's call him Reuven, and one name was in Golol, and he called himself Yosef, V'Girish Ishtish B'Yehuda B'Shmosh B'Yehudah, and he divorced his wife in Yehuda, let's call her Rachel, with the name that he was called in Yehuda, and he was called Reuven, that's Ishtish B'Golol B'Shmosh B'Golol, and he divorced his wife that's in Golol, let's call Levi, with the name that he was called in Golol, called Yosef, and Megureshes, so neither wife is Megureshes, Achi Yigarishes Ishtish B'Yehuda B'Shmosh B'Yehudah, until you divorce Rachel with the name of that you were called in Yehuda, and you write the name Reuven B'Shem D'Golol Imai, and you also write that Reuven is called Yosef in Golol, and the Brisa continues, that's Ishtish B'Golol B'Shmosh B'Golol B'Shem D'Yehuda Imai, and when you want to divorce Leah, who is the wife that he has in Golol, he would have to write in the get that his name in Golol is Yosef, and the husband's name in Yehuda is Reuven. And L'Chayr, from this memory and from this Brisa, it's mashma like Rabbeinu Tam, that they actually would write the actual names in the get, and they didn't only write Ish Pleini V'chol Shem She'eshloi, and Isha Pleini V'chol Shem She'eshloi, and the Mefarshim point out that this Gemara did not have to say they had two wives, one in Golol and one in Yehuda. The din of the Brisa could have been stated even when he was only married to one wife. For example, if he was married to a woman in Yehuda, then he would have to write in the get that his name in Yehuda is Reuven, and he has additional name that is called in Golol, and his name in Golol is Yosef. And the Brisa continues, Yotzel Makom Acha V'Girish Be'Echaban Megureshes, that Reuven goes to another place which is not Yehuda or Golol, and he divorces either one of his wives, either Rachel or Leah, and he only uses one of his names, and he doesn't use both of his names. In that case, the din would be that it's considered a valid get. And the Gemara is bothered by Amrit Shem de Gol Imai. We just send the ratio that the only way to have a valid get is to make sure that you wrote both of your names in the get. And over here, how could it say that Yosel Makom Acher the Gurish Bechaman that's Megureshes El Shema Mina, and therefore it must be a raya that the difference between the ratio of the Brisa and the Sefer is Hadis Chazek Had Lo Yischazek, when a person is going from Gol Yehuda, which was of course in Eretz Yisrael, and they were right near each other, and they were Shiyaris Mitzuyah Sham, so therefore people knew that this person's name was Reuven in Yehuda, and his name was Yosef in Gol, and since his name was a Schazik in Gol in Yehuda, that's why you have to make sure to write both names in the get. However, when he goes to another place, and that place is not Yehuda or Gol, in that place people don't know that he actually has two names, that's why even if you only write one name in the get, would be a valid get. And the Gemara says, Shema Minah, therefore this Brayasa is a Raya to Rav Ashi, as well to Rav Murray and to Rav Elazar. And the Gemara continues, Ahid, have a Karla Miriam, Portasara, that there was a woman that in one town they called a Miriam, and some people in the same town called a Sarah, Amri Nadar, Miriam v'chol shum sheishla. Therefore Nadar said that when writing a get, you have to write Miriam, and then you have to write afterwards all the names that she's called, and according to Rabbi Yonatan, you have to write that her name is also Sarah, v'loy Sarah v'chol shum sheishla, but you shouldn't write first Sarah, and then write any other name that she's called, meaning that she was also called Miriam, as you should first write the main name that she has, and only afterwards would you write the other names that some people call her. And two quick points. First of all, Taisa Rid says that the only time that someone's considered muhsik, that the name is a certain name, is only if in that town they already call that person with this name for 30 days. And there are many shailas as to what name you would use for specific types of people. And as Taisa brings down, Shalu Rabbeinu Tam, that the Yisra Rabbeinu Tam al Mum Rabbeinu Tzichavim, that it was someone that was Yisrael that became a Mum Rabbeinu Tzichavim, and he went and shmad himself, Shagirish Zishtai, and Lamaisa he divorced his wife, Le Nichta Beget al Shem Shal Yehadis, and he only wrote his Jewish name, Veloy Shem Shal Rabbeinu Tzichavim, and not his Goyish name, Beishu Rabbeinu Tam, Chalila Haska Shem Rabbeinu Tzichavim, Materius Maish Yisrael, that Chalila to actually mention his name that was his Goyish name in Materius Maish Yisrael, and you shouldn't actually write that name in a get. However, the Ridva says just the opposite, and he says that there's a Meshumma that's Megarish, Nira de Isle Limit of Shem de Gias to Hu Ikka, as at this point, that is his Ikka name, Shere Shem de Yisrael, Kva Okroi, Ve'ina Shmoi, Ve'ikka L'chvin L'tavayu, and then the Ritva says that Ikka is to write both names. We continue with the new Mishnah, Ein Almona Nefres M'nichsi Yisayim El Rishvua. If Reuven dies and he leaves his wife as an Almona, so the general rule originally was that she can't collect her Ksuba from the Nechasim Yisayim unless she would swear she never received any payment towards the payment of a Ksuba, as Rashi says, El Rishvua, Shele Niskabel Klum. However, Nimrim L'Shpia, eventually, as we will see in the Gemara, the Rabbanan said that a woman should not swear in order to collect a Ksuba, and this became a major issue, as Rashi says, Vaisim Afsedes Ksubasa, and these women were losing out on the Ksuba. Therefore, women didn't want to get married because they were concerned that they wouldn't be paid the Ksuba after they became an Almana, and Hiskim Abgulil Zokin, and therefore Abgulil got up and was Misakin, another Takana, Shtayna Deris L'Yisayimim Kol Mashiyetsu, that instead of swearing, they would actually make a neder to the Yisayimim and say that if we received anything for a get, then we should be also to eat all types of foods. And as Rashi says, Yifchu Lohem Dava Kosher La'adir Boy, that the Yisayim would choose a very difficult neder that she can't withstand. And for example, they would make her make a neder, Kagoyin, Kainu Minim Zayin Salai, Im Hanesil Miksubasi, if I ever received any enough from my Ksuba, then I should be also to eat all types of Mizainis. And then Migayvi Ksubasa would then be able to collect a Ksuba. And as Rashi says, Vin Miskablo Tchila, and if she already received her Ksuba, Harin Eseres Bechol Mazin, then she become also to all Mazin. And Hilkach Loyav Ahadra Vishokla, certainly this woman would not go and double dip and take for a Ksuba again, Vlechashida Lava Nidra, as certainly we would not Cheshish that a woman would be over on Neda and be over on Leachel Devari. And as we'll see in the Gemara, that the reason why the Rabbanan said that she can't make a Shvua was not relevant to hold her back from making a Neda, as we will see in the Gemara. And the Gemara continues that we just saw two different takonis of Gamliel HaZokin. The first was in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Parak on Lama Bezum and Alav, Hiskin Gamliel HaZokin, Shalei Oisin came and played Tikkun Olam, that you shouldn't go and be Mevatel Get in front of a Bezin because of Tikkun Olam. And we saw that Tikkun Olam was either because of Agunais or because of Mamzeris. And we saw the second takonis of Gamliel HaZokin at the Mishnah at the top of this Amid, Hiskin Gamliel HaZokin, she Kais of Ishplaini V'chol Shem She'eshlai, and Isha Plaini V'chol Shem She'eshlai. And in our Mishnah, we saw a third takana, the Hiskin Gamliel HaZokin, Shtein Nederes L'Yisayim, Kol Mashiyetsu V'goyvik Subasa. The Mishnah now brings two other takanas, one from Gamliel HaZokin, and one which was instituted by Hillel HaZokin. And the first one is, Ha'edim Cheshmin HaGet, when play Tikkun Olam, that even though we hold Edim Asirikati, still Edim would sign on a get because of Tikkun Olam. And finally, V'hil Hiskin Puzbom, play Tikkun Olam, Hillel saw that people did not want to lend money to other people as they were nervous that Shemitah would come and it would cancel out their loans, and therefore Hillel was a sack of the Prisbol. And as we explained, this was done with play Tikkun Olam. And the Gemara continues, Ma'iri Almana, why did the Mishnah tell us that in Almana Nifras Menichsi Yisrael El Bishvua, it is not a din dafka by Almana, afilu kula Almanami, this is a din by all Bali Chayim, that if they want to go and be paid back from the Nechassim Yisrael, they have to make a Shvua, the Kaimalon, Habalu Parim Menichsi Yisrael, Lay Paral Bishvua. And the Gemara answers Almana Itchuchle, that there actually is a Chiddush in the Mishnah by speaking about Almana, because Salka Dait Chamina, as we may have thought to say, and we continue on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, that even though a regular Bal Chayiv would have to make a Shvua in order to collect from Yisraelim, however, Mishum Chino, Kilu Rabbanan Gaba, that maybe been a gay Almana, since we want to make sure that women want to get married to men, and Sheikhin HaNoshim, Be'in HaNoshim, Lisa Lehem, as Rashi says, that the men should be desirable to women to get married to them, as the women will not be concerned that they won't get the Ksuba, as they don't have to make Shvuas, Kamash Blon, that even though there's a problem of Chayin, still the Rabbanan said that a woman still has to make a Shvua to Yisraelim in order to collect her Shvua, even because of Chino, the Rabbanan still required a woman to make a Shvua in order to collect a Ksuba. And Taisis on Daf Lamed Dalam Beis is, Ma'iri Almana Fil Kul Almanami, L'Chari, there is a Chiddush by speaking about Almana in our Mishnah, because the Mishnah had to say that Nimno Melashpia, that at some point they said that a woman cannot make a Shvua, and L'Chari, the entire Sefer of this Mishnah is relevant to the Din of Almana, and certainly we had to talk about Almana in the Reisha. And Taisis says that still, Havlil Misneh, Ein Efer Menichsi Yisrael El Bishvua, and then we would have said, V'Nimno Melashpia Salmana, and that's why the Gemara is, that why the Reisha have to specifically talk about Almana, if the Mishnah could have taught us both of these dinim and could have said in front of Minchsi Yisrael El Bishvua, and the Reisha would have stated this din in general terms and not specifically about Almana, and we will stop over here.